Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. The readings today, I think, are very, very important for us. They're always important, but in a particular way, just listen to them and see what it is that the Lord is saying. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 51, to chapter 8, verse 1. Stephen said to the people, the elders, and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." This is really, he's really speaking strongly. "When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, 'Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.'" Think of that, forgiving even those who were killing him, forgiving them. "And when he said this, he fell asleep," which means he died. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. Think of that. He died, brothers and sisters, to help us, to help all of us. He united his own death with that of Christ. Think of that. Please, brothers and sisters, think of this, that he was forgiving as he was actually dying. He was forgiving those who killed him. Forgive, brothers and sisters. What about us? Are we forgiving? Do we hold grudges? Do we ignore? Do we stay away from people? Now, sometimes there's serious enough reasons to stay away from someone. But for the most part, it's all grudges and, "Oh, you said that about me," or "this about me," or "I don't like this," or "I don't like that." Believe me, brothers and sisters, we're all, each of us individually, going to come before the throne of God. Each of us. And we won't be able to pull out of someone that's already there and say, "Come on, help me out here," because God will see all. Ponder that. And then remember, when you're speaking to people, the Lord hears. The Lord knows. So let's now take a look at Psalm 31. "Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. My trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad of your mercy. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men." For each of us, brothers and sisters, Let us turn to the Lord every day and say, Lord, I put my life in your hands. Help me today to do what is right and good. Bring me safely home to my family, whatever that may be. Make that little prayer every day, because God hears. And this is an indication to him that you really are trying to follow him and to live like him. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 30 to 35. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. What are you going to do for us, Lord?" Can you hear that? That's not the words here, but that's what they're saying. What are you going to do for us? You did this for this person and that person. How about us? And Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." When you're in a quandary, when you're having difficulty, when you had an argument with somebody, when you find yourself really hating somebody, when you're just tempted to gossip, etc., turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, give us the true bread. Give us this bread always." If you possibly can in your schedule, go to Mass daily. If you can, please. We need the food of life, brothers and sisters. We need to be strengthened. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to turn to him every day. I turn to him several times a day. I probably could do a lot better. I need to do better, to turn to the Lord. As I've said to you before, maybe put your alarm clock on. Maybe you can put a note on the table for yourself. But just remember, turn to him frequently throughout the day. "Receive, O Lord, we pray," says our prayer today, "these offerings of your exultant church. And as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness." Think of that. We're not exalting too much these days. We're begging the Lord these days. And God brings us to that point many times because we don't turn to him daily. Turn to him. Would you just bypass people and never talk to them? People you know? People who are friends? And Jesus is the friend of all friends. Turn to him often in the day. As I said to you before, it can be very simple. "Lord Jesus, I love you. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in you. God bless me, and God bless all those I love." It's a simple little thing, but throughout the day, even if you can do it 3 or 4 times in the day, what a blessing you will receive from God when he sees that you really are turning to him and loving him and desiring to follow him. I'm very, very struck. There was a monk of the Cistercian Abbey who said this. He was speaking about God's life and God's love for us. And then he says, "It is especially true of that outstanding event of his sacrificial death on the cross. There we were one with him. There we saw every single one of us in every single event in our lives. There he knew in particular every single sin of our lives and made atonement for it. So there is no sin which cannot be forgiven. And this point is of capital importance. We can never exhaust the treasury of our Lord's satisfaction nor come to the end of his mercy. It is not merely that he made a general provision for what might happen. He actually satisfied for every single sin we commit. There is a deep mystery involved here. In some way, at least by his knowledge, we were present and united to him on Calvary in his death and in his resurrection. Perhaps we may glimpse the full reality if we take literally St. Paul's reference to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Brothers and sisters, what God did for you and for me on the cross thousands of years ago, it is as if he died today for us. He dies for us. It covers us. Turn to him. Tell him if you've been unfaithful. Tell him if you don't quite believe him. Tell him you need his help. Open your heart and then just give God some little quiet time every day. Doesn't mean he might speak to you once in a month or 2 months or 3 months. Persevere, but you will hear his voice, for he loves you. Don't carry any sin. Be cleansed and be free and draw near to him, for he loves you. I keep saying that, but I cannot stop saying that. He loves you. I don't begin to comprehend the love God has for us. But no matter where we are, no matter how many sins we may have committed, no matter what we've done to hurt other people, he will forgive us if we come to him. His love is perfect love. We don't take it for granted. But if we genuinely come to him and say we're sorry, he removes that sin. And oh my goodness, what kind of life we begin to experience when that happens. The reading was from Dom Eugene Boylan. Again, I want to emphasize that because it's worth looking at his material. But I do want to say to you, open your heart today. Not, oh, I'll think about that sometime. Open your heart more today. And if you've given your heart to God, give it to him again. Please, brothers and sisters, open wide your heart to receive the love that is above all love and that is eternal for us if we follow him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.